Bedtime Bites presents The Penguin Who Wanted to Be President. Quinn was no ordinary penguin. While other penguins waddled and slid on their bellies, Quinn practiced walking tall and shaking flippers. You see, Quinn had a dream to become the first penguin president of Antarctica. "Quinn, why don't you join us for a fish feast?" his friend Piper called out one day. "Sorry, Piper, I'm busy practicing my presidential wave," Quinn replied, flapping his flipper back and forth. Piper shook her head and waddled away, leaving Quinn to his peculiar pursuits. Quinn spent his days preparing for his imaginary presidency. He built a podium out of snow and gave speeches to an audience of bemused seals. "My fellow Antarcticans," he'd proclaim, "I promise more fish for everyone and longer sliding ramps." The other penguins found Quinn's antics amusing. They'd gather around to watch him attempt to wear a tiny tie made of seaweed or balance a pebble on his head like a fancy hat. One day, Quinn decided it was time to start his campaign. He waddled from iceberg to iceberg, shaking flippers and trying to kiss baby penguins, which usually ended with him getting a beak full of fluffy feathers. "Vote for Quinn," he'd call out. "I'll make Antarctica great again." The penguins would look at each other, confused. "But Quinn," they'd say, "Antarctica is already great, and we don't even have elections." Quinn wouldn't listen. He was too busy planning his inaugural ball, which he imagined would involve lots of fish-flavored ice cream and a grand march of the penguins. As the days went by, Quinn's campaign gained attention, just not the kind he expected. Penguins from all over came to watch his silly speeches and giggle at his attempts to look presidential. One day, while Quinn was in the middle of a rousing speech about the importance of keeping Antarctica cool, a group of young penguins waddled up to him. "Quinn," said the smallest one, "can you teach us how to do that funny walk you do?" Quinn blinked in surprise. "You mean my presidential stride?" The little penguins nodded eagerly. For the first time, Quinn realized that maybe being president wasn't what made him special. It was his ability to make others laugh and smile. From that day on, Quinn's speeches became less about politics and more about telling jokes. His campaign rallies turned into comedy shows, with penguins from all over coming to laugh and play. Quinn may not have become the president of Antarctica, but he did become something even better: the official chief entertainment officer of the South Pole. And every night, as the Aurora Australis danced in the sky, Quinn would gather all the young penguins around and tell them stories about his silly dream of becoming president. "Remember," he'd say with a wink, "sometimes the best dreams are the ones that make others happy." The penguins would giggle and clap their flippers, and Quinn would take a bow, feeling like the luckiest penguin in all of Antarctica. And so, Quinn learned that while it's good to have big dreams, it's even better to find joy in who you are and spread that joy to others. After all, laughter is the best policy, in politics and in life. The end.